you ever wondered what your life would be like if you looked at it from another perspective? What could you learn by opening your mind to other ideas and concepts? Who would you become if you welcomed the possibilities and embraced new opportunities? Hi, I'm Denise Stiegel, CEO and curator at Living Healthy List and your host of the Wonder Series, where we're here to offer you the opportunity to think outside the box and wonder how you can create the life you've always desired. A life on purpose, by design, rather than by default or circumstance. Our weekly interviews feature world-class experts in various areas of health, wellness, personal growth, and fun, who all inspire you with their insight and their wisdom. Receive tips and proven strategies that you can use right away. We are here to excite, engage, educate, and empower you to become the person you've always intended and create the healthy, happy, purpose-filled life that you have always dreamed of living. A new episode of the Wonder Series is released every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Central Standard on Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, Google, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and give the Wonder Series a 5-star rating. And while you're at it, please tell your friends about us too. Without further ado, welcome to the Wonder Series. What begins with wonder can become wonderful. Have you ever wondered about your life? What would it look like if you looked at life from another perspective? What could you learn from opening your mind to other ideas and concepts? Who would you become if you welcomed the possibilities and embraced new opportunities? Hi, everyone. I'm Denise Stiegel. I am your host of the Wonder Series, and we are here to offer you the opportunity to truly think outside the box and wonder how you can create that healthy, happy lifestyle that you have always desired. A life on purpose by design, rather than by fault and circumstance, which so many of us fall into. The Wonder Series is sponsored by Living Healthy List, and you can find more information there at livinghealthylist.com. Our weekly interviews here on the Wonder Series feature world-class experts in various areas of health, wellness, personal development, and bringing a little bit more fun into life, all who are here to inspire you with their insight and their wisdom. Here you will receive tips and proven strategies that you can use right away. As soon as you get off our podcast, you can absolutely take some of this information and incorporate it into life today. So truly what we want to do here at the Wonder Series is excite, engage, educate, and empower you to become the person that you have always dreamed of being, to live that healthy, happy life and feel that you flourish in life. A new episode of the Wonder Series is released every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time on YouTube, Spotify, Facebook, Google Podcasts, and kind of wherever you find a podcast, you'll find us there. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and give the Wonder Series a 5-star rating. And while you're at it, please tell your friends too. So without any further ado, welcome to the Wonder Series, where we want you to start wondering so you can start living. So this month, we have been talking about resilient nutrition. And, you know, we talk about nutrition when it comes to dieting and weight loss, but nutrition, there's so much more to healthy nutrition than just dieting. That's boring. So today I'm really excited to talk to my friend, Thomas Petty. After 50 years of suffering from severe psoriasis and getting no results, Thomas took his health into his own hands. He stopped all toxic medications and started on a 10-year health journey of discovery. He's now 99% in remission and now teaches fellow psoriasis sufferers, easy for me to say.
And that three times fast.
How to heal themselves naturally from the inside. So hi, Thomas, how are you today?
I am great. How are you?
I'm great. It's we have some sun and sunshine and some warm weather here in Minnesota. I know where you are. You're like, yeah, we get that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't suffer too badly here in Northern California.
So Thomas, tell us a little bit about you, your journey, and how you have found nutrition to be kind of a key in your health and wellness.
Yeah. So about 10 years ago, and I, as you said in the intro, you know, I've had severe psoriasis all my life and never could get any good answers. You know, the doctors want to give you creams and ointments, that doesn't work. And I always swore to myself that I would never do anything that would make me sicker. You know, it's not a deadly disease. It's an ugly disease. It's a miserable disease, but it would never kill me. But then I did, and I got on the toxic biologic medications, and finally, and that was making me sick all the time. It was really suppressing my immune system. So I decided I needed to get off of that. Spin forward about 10 years ago, my wife became very ill. They thought she had had a stroke. They thought she had multiple sclerosis. They thought she had brain cancer. They couldn't tell what was going on with her. She was very sick and nearly died. And it took them 3.5 years to diagnose an autoimmune disease that was attacking her brain. The autoimmune disease, in my case, attacks my skin. Mm-hmm. And the doctors are like, we don't know what causes it. We don't know. You know, usually it goes away, but we don't know why. Sometimes it comes back, but we don't know why, so forth. So I started doing a lot of research to try to figure this thing out. And I concluded that there had to be an external factor that was causing this. And after everything I had read, I told the doctors that I thought it was food. Oh, no, it's not food. It can't be food. We don't know what it is. But we ended up cleaning up our diet. Kicked the, what I call SAD, the standard American diet, to the curb, and really cleaned up our diet, got rid of all the junk and cleared all that stuff out. My wife has gone from being in a wheelchair to using a walker, to using a cane, to not using any walking aids anymore. She's still disabled. She still has brain damage, but she's mobile. And then my skin cleared up. So I'm now 99% in remission, as you said, and it's all pretty much because of food and how we've changed what we did in our situation.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about cleaning up the diet and the SAD diet, because most people will say, oh, I eat pretty clean, yet mm-hmm. you follow them in the supermarket and their carts are full of stuff that I would not... put in that category of clean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because my wife is disabled, I do all the shopping and the cooking and everything. And my shopping habits have completely changed. 90% of the store, I never go down any of those aisles. I go down to the produce aisle and I go down the meat aisle. And, you know, that's it. So most of the store is completely ignored. And most of that is the standard American diet. So, you know, I talk about cereals, you know, breakfast cereals, that they're screaming, we're healthy, we're healthy. And it's like, no, you're not. You're sugar bombs. And it's the louder they scream that they're healthy, the less healthy they really are. You don't see an apple screaming, I'm healthy, eat me. It's, you know, it's just stupid.
I think it's funny because it really is so simple, yet for so many people, it's so hard. Like you said, we know an apple is good for us. Mm-hmm. We know a bag of Doritos is not good for us.
Franken food. Yeah.
Franken food. Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard that in a long time.
Yep.
And yet it's such a part of our lives.
Right.
You know, and advertising, you know,
it's heavily marketed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I also suggest that the food pyramid, you remember that from a long time ago?
Oh, absolutely.
And it the bottom section, the widest section, they heavily promote grains. Mm-hmm. And grains are one of the things that we really should avoid eating for so many reasons and get away from the grains. And another one, and grains are heavily subsidized by the U.S. government. They're heavily marketed as healthy, but there are a lot of reasons why they're not healthy. And another one is legumes, which are your beans and soy and corn and all of those are grains. And those are also very unhealthy foods to eat. A lot of that ends up being what I call brown food, you know, your bread, your chips, your, you know, it's like if you eat a lot of brown food, it's you're doing your body a disservice. And instead, eat the rainbow, eat the bright colors, the greens, the reds, the yellows, and that kind of stuff.
What is it about the brown foods that aren't healthy? Because there are so many lifestyle, diet,
yep,
ways of eating, give it a name, that promote,
you bet,
both of them. Now, obviously, they say healthy grains, but
right,
why are grains and legumes not healthy for us?
So both grains and legumes, if we go back in time, they were not part of our natural diet 10,000 years ago. You know, when we were hunter-gatherers, you know, we ate fruits when they were in season. We didn't eat fruit all season, all year long, because we only ate it when they were in season. You know, we ate what we could get. And grains and legumes came along when agriculture was started about 10,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. Both the grains and legumes have various proteins that they are naturally produced that are called lectins. And there's a bunch of different chemicals that are actually designed to be toxic to insects. And because they, you know, it's to prevent them from being eaten, because those are the seeds of the plant and they don't want them to be consumed. So the lectins are actually very, very toxic to us, because our bodies have not evolved to the point that we can effectively digest the lectins and the proteins that grains and legumes produce. And it causes a whole bunch of issues. Probably a lot of people have heard of what's called leaky gut syndrome. Mm-hmm. And leaky gut syndrome causes inflammation in your body. It causes, you know, those of us with autoimmune diseases, our autoimmune diseases get worse, and it causes a host of issues.
Mm-hmm. I know with beans, a lot of times people say, oh, if you soak them, that's better because they're more digestible. And that's from my experience in health and wellness, that's always been people's challenge with legumes, is the fact that they're hard to digest.
Yes.
Does that kind of correlate to what you're saying also? If they're soaked, does it change anything?
Yeah, soaking and cooking deactivates a lot of the lectins, but it doesn't deactivate all of it. Mm. And red kidney beans, for instance, navy beans, if you ate those raw, you would probably die. They're that toxic. You would end up in the hospital at best, because it would just shut down your intestinal system. That's how toxic they are.
Wow. I had no idea. And, you know, and my background is nutrition, is food. No one has ever said that to me. I mean, I've known about lectins and the proteins, but like I said, that conversation always been, well, if you cook them, then it's fine.
It deactivates a lot of them, but it's the foods still have lectins in them. Legumes also have a chemical called saponins, which is Latin for soap. And it actually interacts with the cholesterol molecules in the intestinal lining and dissolves the intestinal lining, causing leaky gut. Saponins are so toxic that there are people it's actually toxic to fish. And people actually fish with saponins. They put it in the water and it kills the fish, and then they just scoop the fish up and eat them. That's how toxic they are. So legumes have saponins in them. They also, legumes also have a chemical called phytic acid, which is an anti-nutrient. Phytic acid binds with minerals like phosphorus, which we need to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And it binds with the phosphorus and actually removes it from our, you know, so that it's not able to be digested and brought into your body. So it's actually creating a negative effect from a nutrient perspective.
I'm shocked that this isn't common knowledge.
Exactly. It blows my mind. You know, in my 60 years, I mean, I've been to hundreds of doctor visits. I don't know how many times I've been to the doctor, always looking for that answer. Not one doctor has ever told me that what I'm putting in my mouth is making me sick.
No, I think, and that's kind of where we are, why mm-hmm. I started Living Healthy List was because the information on the internet isn't really there. Mm-hmm. Medicine has a different, you know, it has something different when it comes to food and nutrition and kind of like the healthy lifestyle. That's not their gig. Their
exactly.
gig is the, you know, fixing the problem when they're, you know, when this healthy lifestyle hasn't worked.
Right.
That's where medicine comes in. And I think, you know, for example, like in my house, we talk obesity and diabetes all the time. Mm-hmm. Mark, my husband's a kidney pancreas transplant surgeon. So by mm-hmm. the time people get to him, they haven't done the healthy lifestyle
right.
and they're really falling apart. And
right.
so, you know, his training, you know, he always says to me, he goes, nutrition training, what are you kidding me? He's like, that was never part of, he says, maybe
no.
we spent an hour. That was never part of it.
Yeah.
What they're seeing now in some institutions is they are teaching a little bit more on mm-hmm. nutrition, but the cop-out has always been, well, that's what nutritionists are for. That's what dietitians are for.
Right.
So along that line though, dietitians and nutritionists talk about your whole grains and your legumes. I mean, even that's been my training.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of here now. I'm like, I got to do some more research.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of scary. And the fact that they're so heavily marketed, you know, certainly you've heard of gluten intolerance mm-hmm. and there's always this question mark. Well, is that a real thing? I mean, we've been eating this for a long time. So, and yeah, it really is. Gluten is a type of lectin mm-hmm. and it's one of the very potent lectins, and it's very concentrated in the grains because yeah. Lectins are in the seeds of the plants because it's to prevent them from being eaten.
So in a sense then, if the lectins are there, then realistically farmers shouldn't need pesticides.
You'd think. But what's worse is GMO. You know, we've, you know, that's got the big, you know, don't eat GMO. What they're actually doing is they're modifying the genes in the plants to produce more lectins. So they're even more toxic.
Now, I've always thought of GMOs. This is interesting. I've always thought, not so much here. I've thought more of GMOs in like poor countries where there's drought, where there's challenges. And I've always seen it as a good thing there
mm-hmm.
for that reason, you know,
mm-hmm.
because yet now, based on our conversation, they're basically eating more poison.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not starving. People are not starving in those countries anymore. But they're eating more poison.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, and another point earlier, you were talking about obesity is a topic of discussion in your household. And the two foods that they feed to cows, chicken, fish, you know, pretty much anything that we eat, you know, as meat, are corn and soy.
Yep.
Corn and soy. Corn is a grain. It's not a vegetable. People are, is that a vegetable?
Oh,
no, it's a grain. It's a grain. And soy is a legume. And both of those, the reason they feed those to animals is to fatten them up. And you are what you eat. So when you're consuming the animals that's been their diet, you know, that's not their natural diet. They're not meant to eat corn and soy, mm-hmm. but that's what they're fed. And so the more you can get away from that kind of thing, and if you eat beef, eat grass-fed and grass-finished beef, and never buy farmed fish because that's what they're throwing into the water, you know, it's always try to eat the wild-caught fish
mm-hmm.
and so forth, because those are going to be far healthier for us because you are what you eat.
Mm-hmm. Or what we eat eats too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. So. Wow. You know, there are countries that eat a lot of legumes, a lot of rice. Are they different there than they are here? No?
No.
Okay. And I live in cow and corn country. I mean, literally down the hill from my house.
Yeah.
For years, there was a cornfield.
Right. Right.
And you know, I've learned through the years that, you know, in my experience, we've always talked about nutrition for, like I said, diet, losing weight. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you know, obesity is such a huge, really epidemic here in the US and growing around the world.
It is.
That if it is so as simple as cleaning our diet, going back to basics. And here's something that popped into my head a minute ago, and I forgot to mention when we were talking about, you know, years ago, you know, our, you know, ancestors ate, you know, when they were hunters gatherers. There's this school of thought that people say, oh, you know, eat like how your grandparents ate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's interesting, an interesting concept as well. My grandparents grew up my parents grew up in London during a war where there wasn't a ton of food,
mm-hmm.
ton of nutritious food. So there's always this kind of controversy in my mind, you know, eat the way our grandparents did, the way our ancestors did. I kind of get that more than like our grandparents. Because think, you know, our grandparents who lived here in the States, what were they eating?
Mm-hmm.
What were your grandparents eating?
Mm-hmm.
Corn.
Well, bread. You know, my grandparents had a vegetable garden, you know.
Yeah.
I remember growing up and grandpa would, hey, Tom, run outside and get a tomato. Hey, Tom, run outside and pick me a squash. And, you know, that's what was dinner. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, to your point, what I've heard is a little variation is if your grandma wouldn't recognize that as food, don't eat it.
I love that way. I love thinking of it that way.
Yeah.
That really does simplify it. So give us an example of a typical meal at your house.
Well, my wife, for breakfast, she has a coconut milk smoothie with berries in it and carrots. You know, it's kind of a odd breakfast, but we don't eat breakfast cereal. And for me, I typically have some kind of protein and carrots. And for lunch, we have a big salad. I might have a piece of salmon on it. For dinner, it's meat and a vegetable, typically, you know. So it's when I first started going on, and I hate using the word diet, but when we changed the way we ate.
I love it.
In 6 months, I lost 65 pounds, eating as much as I wanted. You know, I wasn't hungry. I wasn't counting calories. If I was hungry, I ate. But I only ate pretty much meat, fish, fruits, and vegetables. And I don't eat very much fruit because it has a lot of sugar in it. I lost 65 pounds. My blood pressure went down to 90 over 60.
Wow.
My cholesterol went down to 120, total cholesterol. My triglycerides went down to 60. My medical community at Kaiser, they wanted under 899. I was 60.
Wow. Oh, 60, 899.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big.
Yeah.
But that actually shows you though, that this is more the norm.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And my doctor was like, what the hell are you doing? It's, you know, you have the blood of a teenager. This is crazy. And I told him, and he's Vietnamese. And he's like, well, you know, I love my rice. I'm Vietnamese, but I need to do what you're doing.
That, you know, it's really that makes a very good point because as I mentioned before, you know, when I was talking, we were talking about GMOs, like, you know, I always kind of thought it was a good thing for these countries, these poorer countries that were struggling with food and everything. And I know people here, friends of mine from here are from Taiwan, and they follow a lifestyle medicine regimen, if that's the right word. And I've adopted pretty much their concepts, not exactly their entire way of eating.
Mm-hmm.
And I like a glass of wine every now and then.
Nothing wrong with a little wine.
Apparently it's good for your heart.
There are actually some really good chemicals, especially in red wine. So yes.
So I'm going to stand by those. I don't care. That's one study that I don't care who did. Studies when it comes to food and nutrition and supplementation. Well, that's another thing we'll talk about. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to know where, you know, who's doing those studies, who paid for those studies and what mm-hmm. they're actually saying. Mm-hmm. But if it, you know, resveratrol in wine.
Yep.
So let's talk about supplementation. It's kind of a bit of a bane of my existence because there's so many supplement companies out there. Yep. And people
multi-billion dollar industry.
Yes. And people pushing these supplements that's supposed to be good for you, but you don't really one know what they are or two what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So what's your take on supplementation?
Well, from an autoimmune perspective, there are certain supplements that I take to help reduce my internal inflammation. At a macro level, my philosophy is multivitamins are expensive urine. You pee it out.
Yep.
It's, you know, if you're eating a reasonably healthy diet, you don't need a multivitamin. You're getting plenty of vitamins just by eating whole foods. The USRDA for vitamin C, is it vitamin C? Yeah, it's something like 80 milligrams a day or something like that, whatever it is. That level is only meant to prevent scurvy. You know, it's a ridiculously low amount. So anyway,
do you know why they call people in England limeys?
Yeah. Yeah. Because the sailors ate limes on the ships because they were getting scurvy. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly it. So multivitamins, toss them out is my opinion. I use turmeric, which is a very strong anti-inflammatory. It's used in Ayurvedic medicine. And, you know, it's an ancient herb that's actually very beneficial. Let's see what else. We take vitamin, both my wife and I take vitamin D. Vitamin D is actually not a vitamin, it's a hormone. Your body produces vitamin D naturally, but most of us in the Northern Hemisphere don't get enough sunlight to produce an adequate amount of vitamin D. And so supplementation is useful. Always get a blood test to see where your level is. Mm-hmm. When I had my blood tested several years ago, I asked the doctor to authorize that. And normal is between 20 and 79 nanograms per milliliter. Mine was at 10. So I was severely deficient in vitamin D.
And you live in Northern California where the sun shines a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, pretty much if you live above the 35th parallel, which kind of cuts the country in half, mm-hmm. During the wintertime, if you lay out naked all day long, you're not going to get enough sunlight to produce enough vitamin D.
If you did that here in Minnesota, you'd freeze to death.
Yeah, exactly. They'd find your dead carcass. So vitamin D is important. And I measure mine and I keep mine up between the 75 and 100 nanograms per milliliter. And then there's a third product that I use that's called Juice Plus. Mm-hmm. And Juice Plus is 30 fruits and vegetables that are condensed into capsule or chewable form. They've got over 40 independent scientific clinical studies. They didn't pay for these studies. They're done by universities around the world showing the efficacy of the product in sports medicine, in immune efficiency, and health, and so forth. And it's something that I religiously believe that it has helped me to heal my skin too. So those are kind of the three main ones that I'm a big fan. I take a couple other ones, but you know, that's kind of the big ones.
No, I appreciate that because, you know, I've gone through phases and I think it's important for me as the CEO and curator at Living Healthy List that if there's something that people are talking about and people are asking about, I usually try it myself. So I can say, you know, with some gusto, you know, this is what I really think. Mm-hmm. This is what I experienced. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think if my husband's within earshot because he probably is. I have spent thousands mm-hmm. thousands of dollars, probably like through the, in the last 20 years, probably like $10,000 on different supplements. And one of the things that I always think is important is, you know, does it make you feel different? Does it make you function different? You know, if you're taking a supplement, like you said, if you're taking a multivitamin, you're just taking it and it's you're peeing it right out.
Yep.
And so I have really tried lots of supplementation supplements, and I do believe that they have a place. Like you mentioned, you know, getting your blood tested. If you get a blood test and you're deficient in vitamin K, obviously you need supplementation.
Right.
But I would never say to someone, hey, you're probably deficient in vitamin K because you don't eat enough vegetables.
Right.
Probably are, but whatever. But I think that's an important piece, is to understand what supplementation actually is for. And you make a very good point with turmeric, because in my training, when I was in college and through, you know, my health and wellness training, I've always believed that supplements were supposed to be things that, you know, were missing in your diet. We're not necessarily missing turmeric in our diet.
Correct.
But here's the piece that I really like about what you said, is turmeric is a known anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, when you take turmeric, you know what, why you're taking it.
Right.
And I think that is, to me, that is one of the more important things when it comes to supplements, is why are you taking a specific supplement?
Right. Yeah. Because those of us with autoimmune diseases, and there are over 100 autoimmune diseases, you know, psoriasis is one of the more common ones, but all of us with autoimmune diseases have internal inflammation. And so I want to cool that inflammation down as much as I can with whatever tools I can, so that then that's going to show up on the outside as healthy skin.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, from the inside out.
Yep.
How do we get this information to people? Like, you have such great knowledge because you've done the research yourself, and you're the test patient, and your wife is your other test patient, and you've seen amazing things with both of you. In your opinion, what do we need to do to get people to understand this information? And it's, nutrition isn't just about weight loss and dieting.
Yeah. Weight loss is a side effect. It's, if you follow proper nutrition, then weight loss is just going to happen automatically. It's, you know, that was why I was so shocked that I dropped 65 pounds in 6 months, and I'm not even trying. It was crazy. So yeah, it's frustrating trying to get the word out. It's, you know, I'm singing this song, and even people that are just suffering miserably from psoriasis, it's just trying to get them to, you know, you can fix this. You can control this. You don't have to have the toxic drugs. You don't have to live like this. It's, you have total control over this. So that's my mission, is trying to get that message out to people.
Well, I absolutely want to be one of those people that helps you to get that mission out, because I know this is the first of many conversations we will have on this topic. Tell everyone, please, how they can find you, and more about your information, your contact information.
Sure. The easiest way is to go to my website. It's called controlmypsoriasis.org. And I've got a little video on the front page that's called Psoriasis Sucks. And it does. So that's the easiest way. You can find me on Instagram as @thepsoriasisguy. I'm the psoriasis guy. So those are probably the two easiest ways to reach me. Controlmypsoriasis.org website has a contact us page, so you can always reach out to me. And I'm always happy to jump on a call with somebody. And I even offer a free 45-minute psoriasis assessment. So if anybody wants that, we'll get on a call and we'll talk about your history, the humans in your life, and a bunch of other things that is all about you and your psoriasis.
That is really important and so generous to open your time up for people. So I appreciate that. People can also find some great articles that you write for us at Living Healthy List.
So, yes.
I love what you talk about. I love your story and your passion. And I really appreciate you for who you are and for what you're doing and what you're bringing to the world. So Thomas, thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on your call, on your show today.
Absolutely. And I look forward to our next call.
Absolutely.
So thank you everyone for listening into the Wonder Series, which is sponsored by Living Healthy List. We're here every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. For more information, you can find us at Living Healthy List, or you can find us at the Wonder Series on Spotify, Anchor, and all those fun places where you get your podcasts. So until next time, I leave you with this. Start wondering and start living, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. You've been listening to The Wonder Series, brought to you by Living Healthy List. If you're interested in joining us as an expert guest on The Wonder Series, then please email us at support@livinghealthylist.com. And if you're ready to stop wondering and start creating that life you've always dreamed of, then join the Living Healthy List Coaching Club today. For more information, click the link in the show notes or visit us at livinghealthylist.com. Join us next Wednesday for another edition of the Wonder Series. Till then, I leave you with this: healthy living, happy life.